This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Donald Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on the phone call between them that now lies at the center of the U.S. president's impeachment. This new trove of emails shows that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget had asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to deliver the articles of impeachment so the trial can go forward. But Pelosi has indicated she's waiting for more information on how the Senate plans to handle the trial. The U.S. military says an American service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
So far, the military hasn't provided any other details, including the soldier's identity or where in Afghanistan the death occurred. However, the Taliban says it was behind a roadside bombing in northern Kunduz province that killed the American soldier last month. Two U.S. service members were killed when their helicopter crashed in Afghanistan's eastern Logar province. Today's death brings the number of U.S. soldiers who have died this year in combat in Afghanistan to 20, plus three other non-combat deaths. More than 2,400 Americans have died there in the nearly 18-year conflict. I'm Matt Small.
Boeing's CEO is resigning amid problems at the company over the troubled MAX 737 aircraft. The Chicago manufacturer said Monday that Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. The board's current chairman, David Calhoun, will officially take over on January 13th. The board said a change in leadership was necessary to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Rising space power China has attacked the newly created U.S. Space Force, calling it a direct threat to outer space peace and security. AP correspondent Zuria Shackley has more.
China's foreign ministry says this country is deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. It says the move violates an international consensus on peaceful use of outer space and would undermine stability and the global security balance. China's space program has advanced rapidly since its first crewed mission in 2003. In a report last February, the Pentagon said China and Russia have embarked on major efforts to develop technologies that could allow them to disrupt or destroy American and allied satellites in a crisis or conflict. I'm Zaria Shackley.
With talks between the United States and North Korea at a stalemate, North Korea has been warning about an upcoming Christmas gift. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
A report by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights finds civilians in conflict-torn eastern Ukraine remain at risk of human rights violations and death. This despite an easing of hostilities between the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed rebels. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN report welcomes recent diplomatic measures taken by the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany to ease the plight of civilians caught in the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Despite this positive development, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore says civilians in the conflict zone remain unprotected and are subject to abuse and gross human rights violations.
We also continue to document cases of arbitrary arrests and detention, of torture and ill treatment of Ukrainians.
The UN report also documents violations of international human rights and humanitarian law in Crimea, which was illegally annexed by Russia in March 2014. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An American tourist burned in a volcanic explosion on New Zealand's White Island has died, raising the death toll to 19. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.